Welcome to the Osir Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Kathleen Burke. She is from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in USA. She recently published an article entitled Neruda Through Copper-Colored Glasses, The Role of Place Attachment in the Embeddedness of Chilean Entrepreneurship. She co-authored this paper with Mark Conley and Sarah Jack. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Kathleen, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me, Benton.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Yes, the origin of this paper goes back a long time. This paper was published in a special issue, which caught our attention because before seeing the special issue about fiction and the entrepreneurial imagination, I had my own peculiar fascination with the Chilean mining industry. And I had studied a master's in Latin American studies where I engaged deeply with the literature of South America, mainly short stories. And of course, the poetry of Pablo Neruda was included in that really rich region for literary production. But I noticed in my PhD at the Stockholm School of Economics that I was encountering really interesting intersections between entrepreneurship theory and theories of place and place attachment. So with that, and then in combination with the special issue about fiction, we had an idea about who would be a narrator to tell this story of place and entrepreneurship in a strategically important industry. So this paper is about natural resources-based entrepreneurship context. And we use the example of the Chilean mining industry as the world's largest copper-producing country and something that is deeply ingrained into the place, into the economy, and also into the images of entrepreneurship that have been conveyed by these great orators like Neruda. The paper it's not trying to be everything at once, but it is trying to combine this idea that entrepreneurship is embedded in place with another theory of place about the emotional and instrumental attachments that are formed based on what exists there. So I think the Chilean copper mining context is maybe not necessarily the first thing that comes to mind for an entrepreneurship scholar, but for me in my background, I was looking at these industries that shape transitions towards sustainable development. So we need these resources to electrify, to also to look at innovations within the mining industry that can power different, you know, transformational change with how we organize society. So I think the context was deeply interesting for me personally. And of course, the special issue was unique in the sense that it was interdisciplinary by nature and also got us thinking through the elements of place that are maybe underexplored and have a lot of tensions with the reality of what can be done entrepreneurially.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
The paper contributes in a couple of ways. I think one is the methodology of using the poetry, but that I'll discuss later. But that was what the aim of the special issue set out to do, I think, was to motivate other scholars to look at other sources of data that are useful for looking more deeply into the nuances of entrepreneurial imagery that shapes how we perceive opportunities and the culture surrounding entrepreneurship. But this paper specifically builds on the literature of place and entrepreneurship, which in the literature review we saw that places broadly defined as a meaningful location in economic geography, but to really look at how the embeddedness process works in place, we had a little bit more work to do. So how do we look at different forms of entrepreneurship, going into detail, and what are the implications for place? So in an artisanal form of entrepreneurship, and the place might be about social relationships and community and networks of knowledge exchange, whereas different forms of industrial entrepreneurship might be about supply chains and the relationships between the host countries and multinational corporations. So it gets pretty interesting when you look through this lens of place. But the paper also goes further because it's not just adding place onto entrepreneurial forms. It's really looking at the co-evolution of embeddedness and entrepreneurship. So by that, I think we had to build on existing work, also in ERD, to look at these two processes together, but also to be honest with our data, it wasn't about saying that Neruda's poetry led to different forms of attachment to place and different forms of embeddedness. It was really that those poetic images were transmitting the ideas about place attachment. And that has light sides and dark sides. This is a difficult industry. It's an extractive industry based on a finite resource that's in demand and very complex in terms of where it's located and in the Atacama Desert and other locations, but also the community implications for mining and the act of doing that. So I think we theorize this idea of place attached embedding in the middle of figure one, and also the figure appears again later in the paper, to look at this pivotal point where images of entrepreneurship are reflecting all different kinds of place attachment. So it, creating a space in the theory to account for these diverse place attachments that are in the same context, but ultimately lead to different ideas of what entrepreneurship can be.
What was, for you, the main theoretical or methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Yes, for this paper, I think the data was obviously fun to work with. So I will say that it was not painful. But I think what was challenging was the fact that we wanted to back up what was going on in the poetry. And there are thousands of Neruda's poems. So we went through the body of work of his life's work. It looked for those poems that really capture this idea that there's an attachment to the resources. So that was one part, kind of finding the right poems. The other part was triangulating that with the historical data and the data that reflects the personal life of the poet and Nobel laureate. So I think in Neruda's life, which was very interesting and super illustrious career in diplomacy and including an exile outside of Chile and political career in a very challenging political context in the mid 1900s to 1973, when he unfortunately died the same year as the Salvador Allende's death. So I think there is some anachronism risks with the data. So we don't want to say, you know, that something happened when it didn't. So I really took it upon myself to go into the historical content and the biographical content. So that's used in the study. And I had a foundation for doing that because of my master's. So I knew which institutions to look for. And even one of my professors from my master's, he wrote his dissertation about the history of the mining industry. And I think it really struck me that there was a time when the industry was owned primarily the dominating forces were these two American companies before the nationalization, or what is called the Chilenization of copper in 1950. So there are some moments that we wanted to capture, but again, to be honest with the data and what was telling us, you know, what the data was telling us about the strategic decisions and also the agency that different stakeholders had in those moments. So I think with place attachment, I wouldn't say that it's a binary emotional or instrumental thing, but to have the use of the poetry and the images in there, it helped us to thematically lift up the more illustrative examples of the emotions. So that was a strength of the of using poetry. I think we couldn't have seen those emotional ties to the land and the place and the idea of what Chilean copper industry could mean without having access to this poetry. So I think poetry kind of is special in that sense because it evokes things that, you know, a biography would not. And then to explain what we did in the method section was important so that if other people want to do this, maybe they can.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or the most counterintuitive result?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think we had a lot of help from the guest editors about framing the findings in a way, because the analysis of the poems was surprising because it flowed so naturally for us. Even as co-authors, we would go over it, and that part of the paper probably changed the least over the editorial process because there's just something about these images that create obvious emotional implications. So if you look at the pre-Columbian imagery of the local agents using the copper in Chilean society before Columbus 1400, and then you move on to these later works that are talking more present day when he's writing about the challenges of ownership and natural resources-based sovereignty. So I think that part was really nice, but what was surprising, I think, was that we had to bring it back to entrepreneurship in a way that made sense. And it's like I mentioned before, we didn't want to say that there was a relationship between these forms of entrepreneurship and what Neruda was saying. It was more that the images were salient and the images reflected what we thought to be the meaning of entrepreneurship. So I think another paper later on can be written about frames and the perceptions of these, of maybe different local actors today that are active in the Chilean mining entrepreneurship space, asking them what is meaningful. So I think we had to connect those images to forms of entrepreneurship and then go back to the literature of what has been written about those forms. So especially, you know, looking into the sustainability stuff, looking at multilateral forms of entrepreneurship, including many hybrid organizations, maybe NGOs, philanthropic foundations, fundings from many different sectors and sources. We're not seeing that as a direct image in the poetry, of course, but we do have imagery that reflects themes like solidarity and working together and connection. The idea was to stay close to the poetry and the data, but then it was surprising that we could actually learn a lot more by going into the literature on these different forms of entrepreneurship, both the industrial forms and non-industrial.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Yeah, I would want to say read poetry, but I don't think that's a good answer. I do think that we, as authors of this paper, we wanted to bring it back down to earth. I think it's so much of this debate about embeddedness and entrepreneurship can become very theoretical, but at the same time, I think looking at where people live, where they start businesses, what resources are allocated to the entrepreneurial sector, what histories underlie those options that are available, those are implicitly part of anyone's real entrepreneurial journey. So I think for practicing entrepreneurs, it was about inspiration to appreciate the place as something that can be part of the narrative, not necessarily place branding, but I think there is an adjacent connection to the idea that places can be branded based on their resource wealth or special qualities. But it's also, I think, important to see the challenges that exist when actors are overly emotionally attached. Just because you care about the place doesn't mean you can make it better. And that's a trickier implication because that means that we need to try to go against these animal spirits and maybe be more rational. So I think it's a difficult thing and to incorporate poetry at a policy level. But I would say that the poetry reminds us as people in the world that have emotions and have social relationships and bonds between places that we live or travel to or find solace in, these places can be, you know, ways to understand what we value or what entrepreneurs value so that we can support entrepreneurs better through maybe appreciating that the history of entrepreneurship in a place is maybe those values are not working out right now. So that's an interesting point that I went back to recently from God of Horse and Anderson's paper from 2016 about how the values of the place, if activities start to diverge from those values, then it's time to do something. So I think this orientation or alignment, it can get captured really quickly in movies and film and poetry and books, but it might not be obvious to people in big companies or at a policy debate. So I would like to think that this paper could be extended later to another paper about entrepreneurial values and images that either reflect or deviate from those values.
Thanks a lot, Kathleen, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Neruda Through Copper-Colored Glasses, The Role of Place Attachment in the Embeddedness of Chilean Entrepreneurship. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on the main podcast platforms.